We are in our series of our doctrinal messages on what is my standing, and today we're on the doctrine of redemption. The bulk of mankind in the world today sees no need of having their sins pardoned. First, they do not view their sins as sin. They do not view their adultery or fornication as sin. They see nothing wrong with it morally. People tell lies all the time and see no sin in lying. People steal and admit it's a crime, but few would call stealing sin. There is no moral compass in society any longer. Profanity fills daily news stories and perversion is promoted throughout the land. Well, how can you reach a pagan society today with the modern watered-down gospel? You simply cannot. The modern gospel can't help them because the modern gospel has no power to save. We have to throw aside the modern diluted gospel and exchange it for a God-centered gospel that has power, that magnifies a holy God and threatens sinners with the great danger of damnation. Men must be shown that their best works merit only condemnation from God, that their hearts are full of enmity toward God, that they have no escape from a devil's hell unless they are subjects of redemption through Christ Jesus. Sinners have to feel their need of a Savior from sin before they will desire Him. The gospel must be preached in its proper order. The first message of the cross that folks need to hear is that God must punish sin. Most folks don't even know what salvation means. Saved from what? Why do you need to be saved in the first place? A starting point would be to read them Romans 1:16 in the Amplified Bible, because it states clearly in no uncertain terms what people need to be saved from. Listen to the Word of God. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation from His wrath and punishment to everyone who believes in Christ as Savior. Here the Word of God speaks of being saved from God's wrath and punishment for sin. People need to know that they stand in a perilous position outside of Christ. Without Christ, they are exposed to God's wrath and punishment for sin in a devil's hell where they will suffer damnation forever and ever. Jesus can save you from that. That's why you need Jesus as your Savior, so you can get folks to believe the first message of the cross, that God must punish sin. And then if people see their need of a Savior for sin, then you can come in with the second message of the cross, which is Jesus died for sin. Jesus died for sinners like you and me, and this is where the doctrine of redemption comes in. Where do I stand? Am I one of the redeemed of the Lord? Is Jesus my refuge from the wrath of God and the penalty for sin? What does a redeemer do? This is how I explain to people what redemption means. Years ago, when I was a younger man, I traveled to the ancient ruins of the city of Ephesus in Greece. I walked where Paul walked, and perhaps some of you have been there as well. And as I walked among those excavated ancient ruins, I came across a marketplace. The Greek word for marketplace is the word agora. An agora was a place where items were bought and sold. Slaves were also bought and sold in the agora. Now, if you take the word redemption in the Greek, you will find the word agorazo, which has that word agora in there. Agorazo means that Christ entered the marketplace of sin and purchased me with His blood, and by His death, He paid the penalty for my sin. Now, there's a Greek preposition that's spelled ek and pronounced ek, and it means to take something out of. If you place that little word ek in front of the word agorazo, when you come up, you'll come up with the word ek agorazo, which means in regard to redemption, that Christ not only entered the marketplace of sin to redeem me by his blood and his death, he also took me out of the marketplace of sin, meaning Jesus saves not only from the penalty of sin, but Jesus saves from the power of sin. That, friends, is what redemption means. So what is my standing? Am I standing under the blood of Christ, my Redeemer, or am I exposed to God's wrath for sin? In John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Here, Jesus answers the three greatest questions of the human heart. How can I be saved? Jesus said, I am the way. How can I be sure? Jesus said, I am the truth. How can I be satisfied? Jesus said, I am the life. And in John 6:35, Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. The gospel is for the hungry, the weary, and the thirsty. Let me ask you, friend, are you hungry for God? Are you sick and tired of your sins? Are you thirsty for Christ? Then come to him and believe on him and own him as your Savior and Lord. Let us pray.